Congressional negotiators are trying to work out the differences between House and Senate versions of an $87 billion spending bill for U.S. operations in Afghanistan and Iraq. The divisive issue is a Senate provision that would make half of the $20 billion reconstruction money repayable. Yesterday, the House defied Republican leaders and approved a non-binding resolution supporting the loan idea. Senior advisers at the White House have warned that the bill might be vetoed if it includes loans instead of outright grants. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports from the Capitol.
The vote in the House yesterday was not binding, but it was a surprise. 84 Republicans crossed party lines and voted for the Democrats' motion backing $10 billion in loans instead of grants. The final vote tally was 277 to 139. California Republican Dana Rohrabacher.
I don't see any reason why, after bearing such a heavy burden, why the American people have to carry the whole burden. Why don't we permit $10 billion of this to go in the form of a loan that can be repaid?
Rohrabacher and more than a dozen other House Republicans have supported the loan alternative since it first came up weeks ago. And when the Senate actually adopted a loan provision last week on the strength of Republican crossovers, pressure for a House vote grew too strong for leadership to resist. There were other issues included in yesterday's vote, such as more than $1 billion for improving veterans' health care. After the vote yesterday, House Republican leaders explained their defeat by saying Republicans had voted for the money for veterans, though that issue was not mentioned by any of the defecting Republicans during the floor debate. The argument against the loan provision that was heard in the debate was summed up by Appropriations Committee Chairman Bill Young of Florida, who on this bill heads up the House negotiating team known as conferees.
The conferees will not agree to this loan provision. The president has spoken strongly on it numerous times. The House has spoken strongly on it. So I'm going to vote against this.
The White House once again made clear yesterday the president's insistence that the money for Iraq take the form of a grant. Officials said senior advisors would urge a veto of the entire $87 billion spending bill if it contains loans. The director of the Office of Management and Budget sent a letter to Appropriations Chair Young saying, quote, "If this provision is not removed, the president's senior advisors would recommend that he veto the bill." But that did not seem to discourage many House Republicans from voting for the loan, and Wisconsin Democrat David Obie said that's the way it should be.
The president deserves the respect of every member of this House, if for no other reason than by virtue of the office that he holds. But I want to say that the president is our leader. He is not a one-man band. This Congress has an obligation also to weigh in with its own best judgments.
Directly after the vote, Democratic leaders gathered in the press gallery to claim a rare victory, even as Republican leaders from both chambers reiterated they will make sure the final bill out of conference is stripped of the loan provision. Democrat Obie said, for the conference to take out a provision that the majority of both the House and Senate clearly favor would be an act of spectacular insincerity.
What it would demonstrate is that this congressional leadership has to go inside behind closed doors to get things done that they could not win if they were debated outside in full view of the public.
House Republican leaders say they will not be pressured by yesterday's vote and will do whatever it takes to give the president just what he wants. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.